at the top of our program here today, from the Great Lakes to the millions of acres of wetlands, Michigan is as close to a freshwater paradise as you can get. Our aquatic ecosystems provide habitat to an incredibly diverse array of plants and animals, and we humans get some enjoyment out of them too, as anyone who spent a summer day at Lake Michigan can attest. But the state's rich water resources are not immune to threats. From algae blooms to climate change, Michigan waters face a potentially challenging future. That's why the Department of Environmental Quality put together a new report that proposes a 30-year strategy to protect one of the state's most treasured natural resources. Here to talk to us about the plan is John Allen, who directs the Office of the Great Lakes for the DEQ. Welcome back, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
The plan that you lay out for the future of Michigan's water resources touches on everything from economic development to invasive species. Has the state ever had this kind of comprehensive plan for its water resources?
I would say probably not all in one place. I think it has a number of plans over the years that has dealt with a variety of issues. We already have an invasive species plan, for instance, for Michigan. But what we tried to do is work our way through all the various issues and really consolidate them and put them into one framework, which really then provides us that launch pad for the next 30 years worth of work.
Do you think the state has suffered from any degree of complacency because we've had such abundant water resources?
Complacency is a tough word. I would certainly say that we don't always take full measure of the water that we have because we live in such a vast resource.
Mm-hmm.
We heard all across Michigan, I'll give you an example, we have all this water, why aren't we leading on things like water technologies? Part of the answer is because we have all this water. It's just not something that we've thought about as an economic driver.
Catch 22 kind of thing.
It is, but it's something that we need to take a look at and really be better at.
I'm just thinking, though, that the challenges that a place like California faces, it just makes people here more aware of what we have.
Well, and we're hearing that in this country, certainly in California, and in before that, Texas, before they got all their water this last year. But we're also seeing it all over the world. Israel is one of the great leaders in water and water technology, but they've had a deep need to do that for a long time.
And you integrated environmental concerns with economic development. Talk to us a little bit about getting all of that on the table.
Well, we actually integrated four things. We integrated the ecological piece, the healthy system. How does the system operate at its most fundamental basis? We integrated the social components. How do people feel, interact, look at, use, enjoy, play? You know, what's the context? Think of the saying, putting the rapids back in Grand Rapids. That's as much about the social nature of the water as it is about the ecological health.
Mm.
We looked at the cultural components. You know, hold up your hand, we are Michigan. That is who we are, and we tell our stories to our children through that cultural lens. And as you said, we also integrated the economic components. What does water mean to us agriculturally, economically, socially, recreationally? All those pieces have to come together into a comprehensive picture.
The blue economy.
That's a loose term.
So to speak.
It is a wonderful term. We love it. But it's a loose term, and it means all those things. It's how that we align ourselves and organize ourselves as we think about this really incredible resource.
John Allen is the director of the Michigan Office of the Great Lakes. We're talking about the state's new 30-year strategy for protecting and preserving its water resources. In the report, you mentioned, too, that Michigan hasn't always treated its water resources as expendable, and that's left the state with some legacy pollution. Talk to us about what impact a history of industrial pollution still has on the state in the 21st century.
It's a great question. We've seen a lot of communities historically, our factories backed up to our water. That's where our waste went. I grew up in that era in northern Ohio, and that was the era where we sent a lot of waste out to the lake.
Right.
And it's hard work turning ourselves back around. It's hard work turning our faces back to the water. It's hard work turning a community back to the water. But as we've really done a marvelous job over the years of really ratcheting down on discharges, now we're doing the hard work of cleaning up things like sediments and reestablishing habitat, all under this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Let's talk about the ecological piece and the ecological goals that are laid out in the plan. In your view, what would you say is the most pressing ecological or environmental issue for the state's waterways right now?
Well, I'm going to take a slightly different tack than you might think, instead of just listing one specific issue. For us, and if you look through the report, it really talks about hydrologic connections. The minute water comes to us, whether it's rain, snow, sleet, however it comes to us, sometimes all at once, and the way it flows across the landscape, flows into groundwater, from groundwater feeds things like our trout streams and our river systems, feeds nearshore habitat, the beaches and where fish live and grow and are productive. That is a connected hydrologic system. I think one of the big issues that we have to continue to understand is how that hydrology, how the connection of water from one place to the next, is really one of the most fundamental underpinnings. There are issues that come from that, like the movement of nutrients from the land to the water, that create algae blooms. But underlying that is really how water is connected and how water moves and how are we being thoughtful about the management of water as it moves across the landscape.
Something tells me you're acquainted with Pat Lindemann.
I know Pat Lindemann. Yes, I think
this is a big deal for him, and the Montgomery Drain is a big issue.
I think these are
locally.
All related issues, Montgomery Drain, but we're, you know, it fits under the heading of green infrastructure. How do we slow water down? How do we infiltrate it? How do we think about managing water differently than another big pipe, for instance, and how does that help us both on cost and ecological value?
What does the report say about invasive species?
Invasive species, biological pollution, if you want to think about it that way. The Great Lakes right now have 183 non-native species. Many of them are invasive. They've done devastating activities in the lakes. We also have a lot of invasives in our inland lakes. The state put together a couple years ago an invasive species plan. So the strategy doesn't redo that plan. It says we need to continue to do the hard work of that. The legislature has allocated $5 million a year to really work on invasive species. And we just, as the governor says, we have to be more aggressive. He talked about that in Quebec City just this last week with our colleagues in Canada and the U.S. We have to do more on invasives, and we have to get ahead of this. We can no longer withstand the constant threat of additional biological pollution, invasive species, because it rips our systems apart.
John Allen is director of the Michigan Office of the Great Lakes. We're talking about the state's new 30-year strategy for protecting and preserving its water resources. One of the big unknowns when it comes to looking at the future of our water resources is how climate change might impact our region. Does the report assume climate will be a factor in the next three decades in Michigan?
Climate is always a factor in how water is managed and how water, what happens to it, whether that's in lake level change, whether that's in changing precipitation events. How do we manage storm events? We're seeing increasing storms, we're increasing amount of water coming,
That's the heart of my question, though. Do you project lower lake levels, for example, over the next 30 years? Does the report get into that?
It doesn't make those kinds of long-term projections. What we say is we project absolutely that water levels will be higher and water levels will be lower. I just don't know when and exactly how much. Mm. So what we really have to look at is the lakes as dynamic systems. So there's a bandwidth, there's a margin that lakes go up and down. They have for centuries. And we have to understand what resilient coastal systems look like. How do we respond to a variable environment? Not one that is just, there is no average. There's no Great Lakes average. So what we really have to understand is how people living at the coast and how coastal systems really function in that variability.
Is there a particular impact for coastal communities then? Something tells me we have talked on this program in the past about an effort that specifically involves coastal communities in the state of Michigan, just because lake levels may well be a big issue in the future.
Well, if you remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago now, we had pretty historic low levels. And what we've seen now is a historic rise in water levels. So it's really been a very rapid rise, and now the lakes are pretty full generally. One of the programs that we have going right now is a program we have with a number of agencies called the Small Harbor Sustainability Project. And we're going to a number of harbors in Michigan communities and really working with the communities to say, how do we plan these harbors in a way that really respond to the variability, not just presuming the water is some fixed level? So it's that variability that we're really understanding and adapting and adopting.
Let's talk about the economic dimension here. We hear a lot about we hear more about the blue economy in the Great Lakes. What kind of impact does water have on the Michigan economy? What does your report say about it?
I think it is profound. I don't think we put a final number, a large number. You could probably come up with a huge number. Fishing alone is a $7 billion industry in the Great Lakes. The overall context for water as it relates to recreation, industry, people, tourism is fundamental to the state of Michigan. We're seeing just a great opportunities to increase recreational capacity in Michigan, to attract more visitors from around the world to these seas. We hear visitors come to Michigan and stand on our shoreline and say, I thought this was a lake. I thought I could see across it. These are oceans. These are inland oceans. These mm-hmm. are our great seas. They're full of awe. They're full of capacity. So we do see a lot of economic capacity as we always have. We're just changing that capacity. If historically it was commercial fishing and others, and now it really changes. It's a lot of recreation, but it's still also industrial capacity.
Back to that, the infrastructure piece, which we touched on earlier, the American Society of Civil Engineering recently gave Michigan a D when it comes to drinking water infrastructure. And you touched on this. Right. How do we get water clean? How do we get clean water right. from one place to the other without polluting it or words to that effect? Given the and apparently the state suggests that it will need to invest billions of dollars over the next 20 years to maintain and upgrade drinking water and sewage systems, given the problematic nature of funding just about anything with a price tag like that, how confident are you that we can fund water infrastructure adequately in Michigan?
I'm confident in one specific way that it's something that we have to do. We heard all across Michigan that people love the Great Lakes. They love their water resources. It's important to us. It's important to us for life. So even though the civil engineers, American Society of Civil Engineers, gave us a D-, we still have incredibly high-quality drinking water being delivered to every home. So we're not at a crisis from a quality standpoint. However, as you project ahead, as you look at what the infrastructure needs are to make sure that we can provide that level of service moving forward, there are billions of dollars that are going to be necessary. Now, that is not necessarily all or exclusively the federal investment or the state investment. Large investments of resources in local infrastructure are made at the local level. It comes through your sewer bill, it comes through my sewer bill, it comes through my border water and light water bill. So as we look collectively around all these different mechanisms, we will need to make long-term commitments about how do we fund high-quality infrastructure. Drinking water is one, storm water is another. A combined sewer overflow is another. All this infrastructure has a material effect on the quality of our environment and the quality of our lives.
This is a draft. Where can people see it, first of all, and how can people weigh in on the draft?
It is a draft. So we built this with 2 years of really working with communities, building it from the ground up, listening all across Michigan, a number of many conversations. We are going to go back out, have conversations in each of the prosperity regions in Michigan, and have some public forums. We will do a webinar. It's available. Just Google Michigan Office of the Great Lakes Water Strategy. It's available pretty widely through a lot of outlets, certainly through our outlet on our webpage at the Office of the Great Lakes under the water strategy heading. So I think that's probably the easiest way to find it. And we will be back out. We'll take comments, obviously, in writing, but we're also going to go and really work our way around the state from the UP all the way down to the southeast and the southwest side of Michigan and really go back on the road and listen to see, did we hear what we think people told us?
Okay. A good and important conversation. John Allen is the director of the Michigan Office of the Great Lakes. We've been talking about the state's new 30-year plan with regard to all of our abundant water resources and keeping them healthy and strong. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.